Manhattan, New York City, to the world. Tom Sullivan is on now.
Yes, now is the word. We are right here on this Thursday, the April 5th, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. We are looking at damage control for Scott Pruitt, but we've also got more damage control out on Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. And by the way, the other day, is that right, Andy? The shooting at YouTube, they said they brought some patients to San Francisco General. And when I lived in San Francisco, it was San Francisco General, it was up by Hospital Curve. And the way the reporter said it was Zuckerberg, San Francisco General. What did he buy the hospital? What did he do? Did he just gave him a bunch of money? Well, I get if you know, some rich guy gives a bunch of money to a hospital. There's a Joe Farnsworth wing, or the heart center for the Joe Farnsworth Heart Center, but he got the whole darn hospital, man. Well, I hope he hangs on to his money. The stock, by the way, today is doing fine. It's not where it was. It was at one point $193. It's $159 today, but it's up $4 and some change. The market just closed moments ago. But Zuckerberg is... I'm not trying to be mean. I don't know the man. I don't know his skills. So I'm only talking from theory, that an age-old theory about in the world of business, there are two types of people in business: entrepreneurs and managers. And generally, one person doesn't have both of those skills. If you're an entrepreneur, you are a risk taker. You're a visionary. You see things that other people don't see. You have the guts to try things that other people don't have the guts to do. And by doing those things, you can become wildly successful. And the more risk you take, it's a risk-reward. More risk, more reward, if it works. Or you lose more if it doesn't work. So Zuckerberg clearly... is an entrepreneur to a certain level. He didn't mean to start Facebook. He didn't mean to start the biggest social media company in the world. He did not intend to become a global corporate executive. I don't know what he wanted to be, but he was just a kid at Harvard, and he and a couple of his buddies were kind of techie nerds, and they thought, well, why don't we do a book of faces of the girls at Harvard, so that if you see a girl on campus that you like, that you want to meet, well, you go to our Facebook and you look her up, and there's her information. There's her name. Maybe it has the dorm hall that she lives in. Maybe it, I don't know what else, what kind of data they had on her. But that's what it was. It was, if you will, it was a dating site. So who knew that it was, I mean, that's been going on from the time of Adam and Eve. You go to college and there's somebody that you're attracted to. You want to figure out how to meet them, but you don't know their name. I mean, you don't even know what classes they're in. How do you meet these people? Well, so he didn't mean to become this executive. And a manager is somebody who is good at making the trains run on time. And that personality of an entrepreneur is not the personality of a manager. Historically, there are some exceptions, I will grant you. And maybe Mark Zuckerberg never got that far in his education to learn that there is a history, a pile of ashes of entrepreneurs who have failed not in starting a company or in building a company, but keeping the company going. And I am not suggesting that Facebook is in danger of going away. It might, but it's not imminent, that's for darn sure. But he won't step down. And he has enough of the controlling shares, enough of the ownership, where I believe it's 65%, something like that, so nobody can get rid of him. His board can't even get rid of him. So the way that Facebook is built as a business model is a mistake waiting to happen. I almost said disaster waiting to happen. It's not. I don't want to go too far. But that's what he's done. He has insulated himself. I cannot be fired. I cannot be replaced. I am the guy who started this. Oh, I know those other guys were involved as well, but I don't give them much credit. It's really all about me and my brilliance. And I know what I'm doing. And I'm young and smart, and I'm not going to step down. So if there was anybody who fits the classic case of somebody who should step down, is Mark Zuckerberg. Bill Gates did it. He was the founder, he and Paul Allen. They put Microsoft together. There was another guy. There's actually a third guy there who sold out like a week after they went public, got $300 or something like that. Seriously. Paul Allen is a billionaire. Bill Gates is a billionaire. But Bill Gates reckoned that Paul Allen said, I'm out, after quite a few years, but he got out. And then Bill Gates said, okay, I'm going to take is he the chairman emeritus or something? Basically, he doesn't have to show up, but if they want to call him for, you know, to talk about something, fine, he'll take the call. Zuckerberg should do the same thing. It is, I think, painfully obvious that he is way over his head. He really does not know what he's doing. He knew how to build a book to date girls at Harvard. But does he know how to run a company that has 2+ billion customers? So now the latest is, besides the fact that he's not going to step down and that nobody got fired over this data being sold off or used without your express permission, he is now going to be facing Congress. He's got to go to Congress next week. He doesn't have to. You could tell him to forget it. The British Parliament said, you got to come over here and testify to us. He said, forget it. He's going to send his top data people over to London to talk to the Parliament there. But Zuckerberg now has also said, by the way, when we told you that we had 50 million users' data was accessed by Cambridge Analytica, we think that number is now 87 million. But they're still not exactly sure how much data had been obtained by Cambridge Analytica. He said, we don't know how many people's data Kogan got, talking about Alexander Kogan. He's the guy who designed the app for you to take a test to find out about I think it was about your personality or something. So he came up with this app, Alexander Kogan, and he got all this information that was used to mine your profiles. And then from there, he sold it to Cambridge Analytica. So Mark Zuckerberg says, nope, nobody at Facebook has lost their job. And the Facebook board, have they considered removing you? He goes, not that I'm aware of. Asked if he's the best person to run the social media giant, he simply said yes. said it'd be better informing users about how their information is used, but we should do that, but no policy changes have been announced. He also pointed out, which I have pointed out, in my defense of Facebook, but he's got to be careful because I can do it as a talk show host, but he can't do it because he's the head of this company. But he pointed out that people freely shared their information. They shared their information with the app. They shared their information with Facebook. He said that Facebook does not sell users' information, but rather they use the data to make the services better. And out of doing that with your data, they were able to sell targeted advertising to you. And last year, they brought in $40 billion in advertising revenue, most of it through ads. So he's right. People freely shared the information. When they said, would you like to take this personality test? Nobody forced you to take it. He did express some regret about his comments in an interview with the BBC back in 2016 when he said fake news could not sway the election. I kind of agree with him. I don't think Facebook changed that many people's minds from, well, I was going to vote for Hillary, but now I've decided Donald Trump is my guy. I can't imagine there's two people out there that went from I could see Hillary to Bernie, but I can't see any Hillary supporters, even mild, moderate supporters, not even supporters, people that kind of barely liked her. Maybe did not like her, but thought, well, she's better than Trump. I can't imagine them one day waking up and going, no, that's it. I'm going to vote for Trump instead. So Zuckerberg says it'll be a multi-year process to combat disinformation. It'll be a never-ending battle. And he wants to have some independent court-type system determine what is the truth. How do you determine what is true? Phone number here is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. We will be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So Zuckerberg comes out today and basically says there's a very good chance that your data may have been scraped. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay. Did I just scare you? I'm sorry. I should have given you a warning. Your data probably was scraped. I'm not sure what I assume scrape means. Somebody got it and then sold it to somebody else, and that's what happened with this app. Now, how many of you have seen where you go to a website and you can't just go to it? It's one of those where you've got to log in. They want your username and a password. But when you first sign up, one of the choices a lot of websites have given you is they say, would you like to sign up? There's the Facebook logo. Sign up with your Facebook information. In other words, you don't have to come up with another username. You don't have to come up with another password. Just use your Facebook sign-in. We'll just use that. And a lot of people know that by heart, but that's an app that is now allowing them to use your data. So all the people that signed up, let me just look at something real quick here. I think I know a website where they do that. I was just thinking about, does iHeart do that? I think they do. I think it's one. A lot of companies do. And they go, all right, just use your Facebook sign up. It'll be easy. But what they're doing is you are now saying to them, yes, you have access to my Facebook information. So if I am a big radio company, I have all your information, yours and your, and the person down the street and the other person and the other person, and I got millions and millions of people's data. Now, what am I going to do with this? Well, I can only target you so much with my ads, but I can certainly sell your data to somebody who wants to also target you. So it really is, that's, I think, how a lot of this basically works. So Zuckerberg announced an internal audit had uncovered this problem that they had many, many, many more people grabbing your data than they ever knew before. He said malicious actors have been abusing a feature that lets users search for one another by typing in email addresses or phone numbers into the Facebook search box. Have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to find somebody by their email address or by their phone number? And one of the choices you have when you're a Facebook member is you say, they ask you a question, can people use your phone number or this email address to find you? And you can say yes or no. So apparently the default is it's turned on. So that what Zuckerberg said is that in the last several years, someone has probably accessed your public information in this way. Now, that test, this is your digital life quiz. That was the app. They originally said that was 270,000 people. Now they're saying, well, no, it was actually 305,000. And then that was sold over and over again to where it now adds up to 87 million. So I have to ask you again, I know we're kind of going back to where we were earlier, but are you surprised? Do you care if anybody has your information from your Facebook profile? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Let's talk to Glenn in Sacramento. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Actually, you just addressed at least one of the points that I wanted to raise, and that was for you and the listeners to be intellectually honest and consistent, whether it is their concern that Facebook is acting illegally because it appears that he is not acting inconsistent with the contractual relationship between Facebook and them. And then the second thing, if you or the listeners are advocating that Zuckerberg's internal court would be biased or unjust, why would you think that the federal government would be any different or better?
Exactly. Exactly. Who is going to be the arbiter of what is true and what is not true? What is fake and what is not fake? I mean, don't you think a lot of the postings... our opinion anyway. No, it's an excellent point, Glenn. I appreciate the call. We will be right back.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
So I did not know this until just moments ago. I wanted to share this with you. When you go back to Facebook, It started in 2003, its predecessor, called FaceMash, developed by Zuckerberg and his college roommate, Eduardo Saverin. Eduardo finished, got a degree in economics. He now lives in Brazil. He's worth $10 billion. Nice. The whole idea of these two guys was limited to the Harvard, and expanded. They won. If it worked there, they expanded to other Ivy League colleges in the Boston area. So originally, FaceMash, when Zuckerberg was in his second year of college, the website was set up as a type of hot or not game for Harvard students. Isn't that what Tinder is? You swipe the faces until you find something that that looks cute to you, that's hot. Well, anyway, this website, FaceMash, which they started, allowed visitors to compare two students' photos side by side and then decide who was hot or not. It gets worse. Mark Zuckerberg wrote in one of his early blogs, "I'm a little intoxicated, not going to lie. So what if it's not even 10 p.m. and it's Tuesday night? The Kirkland Dormitory Facebook is open on my desktop, and some of these people have pretty horrendous Facebook pics. I almost want to put some of these faces next to photos of farm animals to have people vote on which is more attractive." Then later he posts, "Yes, it's on. I'm not exactly sure how farm animals are going to fit into this whole thing. You can't really ever be sure with farm animals, but I like the idea of comparing two people together." That was Face Mash, which became Facebook. He was comparing, that's what his idea was, comparing two people and seeing which one was hot and which one was not. So he didn't have this whole idea of a global corporation anywhere in his mind. All he was trying to do was put up some stupid game for students at Harvard. And speaking of a game, it's going to land him in front of Congress next week, April 11th. Zuckerberg's going to testify before Congress, and it's only Congress is doing this because it gets cameras and they just love the attention. So Chris Steyerwald, he says Zuckerberg's appearance in Capitol Hill is going to be a political circus.
"I expect for the members of Congress to do what they usually do in big hearings like this and speechify and make 20-second sound bites for the folks back home. And I expect Zuckerberg to be so well rehearsed and that he will be teased finer than a newly set perm into saying exactly what he thinks that shareholders want to hear to try to make it go away. And none of it will change the fact that Americans are now looking at him and his company in a fundamentally different way than they were before."
Yeah, they are. They are looking at Facebook in a different way, and its image with America, according to Steyerwald, has changed.
"Facebook previously had this great reputation. They made a movie about him. It was the story of a young upstart, and that they weren't like the others. They weren't like typical, quote-unquote, big business. It wasn't like Exxon or some of these people that you get seen portrayed in the movies. But in fact, as we go forward, we find out that Facebook is no different than the rest of big business. Yes, it has a friendlier like button and a thumbs up, but it's no different than the rest of big business."
Yeah. So Zuckerberg now is coming out and saying, "Oh, mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maximum culpa. We made a huge mistake, and I take full responsibility."
"It's clear now that we didn't do enough. We didn't focus enough on preventing abuse and thinking through how people could use these tools to do harm as well. We didn't take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is, and that was a huge mistake. It was my mistake. At the end of the day, this is my responsibility. I'm going to do the best job helping to run it going forward, but I'm not looking to throw anyone else under the bus for mistakes that we've made here."
This is a guy who started a hot or not game in which he suggested putting up women's photos next to farm animals. Of course, he's over his head. Misty in California. Misty, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. What do you think?
After this Facebook thing, I deactivated my account, and I have many, many calls that are just from random numbers, and they just hang up on me. And as soon as I answer, and if I call them back, it says that the number has been deactivated, and they don't even accept, you know, a call back or anything. And I think it's related to this Facebook, because they make me have to turn on my phone number and all my email and stuff like that. And I have
Let me get this straight. So you're getting spam phone number, spam calls. Everybody gets spam calls.
But you put your phone number
on your Facebook page?
Yes. Well, it's for your account. It's not it's not visible to other people, but
are you sure?
Put it on there. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe it's not visible to me or other people that would look at your Facebook page, but if they sold your data, ta-da, there it is.
Exactly, and that's why I was calling in, because I feel like that's what happened, because as soon as I turned it off, deactivated it, I get weird numbers.
Let me ask you something. Do you have, who's your phone company? Who's your phone service through?
Verizon? Yes.
I don't know if they have it or not. I got this cool new thing from AT&T. Let me look at it here and see what it's called. Call Protect. It's an app that literally intercepts spam, suspected spam. You can telemarketers. It intercepts them and blocks them automatically. Check with Verizon. Tell them what the problem is and say, hey, AT&T has this thing. Do you have a way that I can have this spam stuff blocked automatically? Because it is a hassle.
Yeah, because I've had other spam and they answer the phone. I don't get hung up on. But ever since I deactivated my Facebook account, it's just, they just hang up. And then when I call back, it says this number's been, it's non-service number.
Yeah, well, it's just a spam call. I don't answer my phone. Unless you are in my contact list. If you're in my contact list, it comes up that you're calling, and I know who you are, I will answer it. But if it's not, if you're not in my contact list and you call my phone, I'm not answering. I just don't.
Okay. well, I'm a housekeeper, so I'm always, getting weird numbers that call me, but I noticed after I deactivated my account with Facebook, I get odd numbers.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'd call Verizon to see if they have something to help you out with it. I like my little AT&T thing that blocks them automatically. But anyway. All right, Misty, thank you. Good luck to you on that. I should have asked her. So she deactivated her Facebook. So I'll ask you, for those of you that have deactivated your Facebook, how's it going? Are you finding that you're getting more done? Have you freed up hours of time that otherwise you will never get back? Or do you miss it and you're tempted to go sign back up again? 855-295-6600. You can find that phone number on my website, which is TomSullivan.com.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
All right, so what's going to happen next week? It'll be a circus, and members of Congress will all be giving profound statements about Facebook and how upset they are. Are you upset? I mean, I'm still, I'm serious. Convince me that I should be upset. I'm looking at this and going, I don't get it. I don't get why you signed up, gave them your information, and now you're all bent out of shape because they use it. Or even worse, you sign up for, what was that goofy contest, the personality test. Nobody forced you to do it. And now everybody's all upset at Mark Zuckerberg. He's got to be going, what did I do wrong? Convince me, show me what is so terrible about Facebook selling your data. Well, they say they don't sell your data, but they're going to be really cracking down on these companies that are able to use Facebook data for their research efforts or whatever it is, and then turn around and sell the information. Phone number is 855-295-6600. John, welcome to the program. Hi, John. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
You bet.
Yeah, I told your call screener that I actually had the joy of deactivating my Facebook account.
Oh,
in front of
you did?
Zuckerberg's okay. sister.
In front of his sister? How do you know her?
Yeah. Well, I was at a conference that she was the speaker. Now she's at a conference of a bunch of farmers and food processors.
Yeah.
And she's literally standing on stage playing music, dancing, and showing us what we can do on Facebook because there's a company that sells women's persons made out of men's underwear. And at that point, I pretty
wait, 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 wait. Hold on. So you're at this kind of an agricultural industry conference.
Yes.
And so the people there are all ag people. And she's dancing and selling purses made of men's underwear.
Basically, yeah. And she's telling us all as individuals, good question, which is what I was asking. Do you know where you are and who you're speaking to?
Yeah.
How does this have any relevance, which kind of made me realize they don't care about the relevance. She instructed us that we should all think of ourselves as individual social media companies. And again, I'm looking down at my CEO, looking at him going, why are we listening to this?
This is Mark's
and
sister? So
Randy Zuckerberg.
What happened? What happened? What's the rest of it?
Well, everybody pretty much just blew up on the rate our conference, evaluation, and said, if this is the kind of speaker you're going to bring in, we're not coming to your conference anymore. It's kind of a joke at the company that hosted the conference. So they kind of use her as the example of what not to do.
Yeah.
But the point was, when you asked, I said, I am wasting more time on this than I'm getting benefit from it. So I deactivated, which I thought was deleting my account. There's a difference. And then I kept getting stuff from them and so forth. So I finally called them and I said, I want to delete the account. In which case they told, I Googled it, I deleted it. But as I'm deleting it, all of a sudden I'm tossed off of Facebook. I've never been on Facebook where all of a sudden I just lost my connection with Facebook. But when you try to delete your account, they drop you 3 times before they finally say, okay. And then they don't delete your account for another 3 weeks. They kind of give you this, hey, you're probably making a mistake.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it just go to some page and click on the delete button?
No, that's deactivating. There's a big difference. Deactivation means Facebook keeps all of your information forever.
Yeah.
Deleting says we will delete all your information.
Oh.
And honestly, I don't believe a word of it.
I don't either, but did you have to call them or something? Physically call them?
No, I literally had to spend probably an hour on the internet trying to figure out how do I permanently get rid of my account.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy, but I finally figured it out. And you it's click here, click there, click, click, click. And finally you get to the, are you sure you want to permanently delete your account?
Now, I'm looking at a photo of Randy Zuckerberg. One estimate says that, this is the Daily Telegraph, says she's worth about $100 million.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't, I can't imagine she was worried about whether she was offending any. Who was, I don't want to know. I don't want to embarrass it. Who put this conference on and why did they hire her? I did not know this. She grew up, Mark and her, and there's 4 kids. Yeah. They grew up in Dobbs Ferry, which is just up the Hudson River from Manhattan, about a half an hour. They're New Yorkers. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, and I won't embarrass the company that did it either, because there was another speaker who was actually a comedian. And I kept thinking, they must have had 2 or 3 cancellations. That's all I could think of, right?
That's
hey,
the last
resort. Let's get this comedian and let's get this Zuckerberg girl up here.
Oh, that's funny. That is hilarious. Yeah, Whoever put that conference on should be ashamed. I don't know. So did you buy any purses made of men's underwear?
I was too busy deleting my account.
I bet. I bet. All right. Well, and you're not missing it. You're not pining for your nieces and nephews' photos of whatever.
Do yourself a favor. I have enjoyed my life so much more without Facebook. You spend your time doing constructive things, things you probably should spend more time. It consumes you. You don't think it is, but until you actually get rid of it, all of a sudden, you know, I have time to read books. I have time to spend more time with my family.
Are you sure?
Church, whatever.
Are you sure you have more time? Are you sure?
Yes, I would bet my
Would you like to think about that before you commit to being sure?
We'll give you 3 weeks to make up your mind.
That is funny. Well, now I have to do it just to see how to do it. So
it's awesome.
I'll carve out an hour this weekend and see how bad it is. Great call, John. I appreciate it. I learned more from you folks. You know more about this stuff than I ever could dream of it. John in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hello, John. Another John. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Always good to talk to you. How are you?
Likewise. Good. What you thinking?
Yeah, so two things. One is, if you didn't know it, in your Facebook settings, you can go into your profile, and Facebook actually assigns a political profile to you. Now, so that's just something that a lot of people aren't even aware of, that just based on your likes and things like that.
Sure.
That, you know, Facebook knows, you know, how you're going to vote. And I won't get into how that could affect gerrymandering, but I also think it's really interesting how we're this concerned about our data with Facebook.
Yeah, but everybody's doing it, but I got to run. Thank you, John.